online at kitchenradio.com.au. This is The Kitchen.
Funeral songs. Yeah. We gone from one extreme to the next. Wow. Funeral songs. Like, honestly,
serious.
If you had, like, okay, well, everyone has a funeral these days, right? For the most part.
Help me out here, Matt.
People have funerals. Everyone dies in the end. It's really, really a downward point of the show. Right? I think we should start this again.
No. Keep going. Push it.
Okay. Everyone has a funeral at some point, right? And basically, at a funeral these days, it's not just a, hey, he had a great life or she had a great life, goodbye sort of thing. It's a celebration. We play music. We show photos, sometimes videos as well.
It's very interactive nowadays.
Exactly.
Which is good.
And it sort of got me thinking, especially when I saw an article about a lady who had chosen Sandstorm to be played at her funeral.
Of course.
Because,
it was there only
quote,
a matter of time.
The party never stops. It got me thinking, what would you have played at your funeral if you had the choice, Matt?
Look, I'm more or less just have trolled everyone up to date. So it'll just be the Trololo song, I think, so far. I'll just go, it would just be like, serious, and then all of a sudden, it'll just be like this was, la, 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 la.
That was, really not what I was expecting.
Yeah, what would yours be?
I've already picked this. I have picked this for a long time. A couple of friends actually know this because obviously you got to tell people, otherwise
I don't know
it can't be a thing. It's the good old Bon Jovi classic. Which is amazingly
I thought it would have been Wanted Dead or Alive.
I thought that one, but...
Or Nickelback track.
It can't be a dead or alive thing because there's only really one option at that point in time.
Kitchenradio.com.au